With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Frances Fitzgerald won the Pulitzer Prize for her study of the Vietnam War, Fire in the Lake. Her most recent book is Cities on a Hill, now out in paperback. In it, Fitzgerald examines four contrasting American cultures: the homosexual community that sprang around Castro Street in San Francisco, Jerry Falwell's Liberty Baptist Church in Virginia, the retirement community of Sun City in Florida, and the ill-fated Rajneesh Commune in Oregon. Fitzgerald says she had no trouble gaining access to the homosexual community.
The great spirit of gay liberation is openness. Coming out of the closet is it was the first commandment, as it were.
Fitzgerald writes in detail about the evolution of the Castro, the shocking murders of San Francisco Mayor George Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk, and the perceptible erosion of the homosexual community because of a horrifying disease.
The great drama has been, and the great tragedy has been AIDS. Obviously, this is something that affects not just the Castro, but gay men throughout the country.
The Rajneesh community in Oregon fell apart through dissension, murder allegations, and gun smuggling. But
the Rajneeshi, when they were going strong, seemed to wrap up all of the sort of youth culture into one. And the fact that that community self-destructed doesn't mean that these values do not continue to affect the larger society.
Which is the point Frances Fitzgerald makes in Cities on a Hill, that the smaller cultures she has examined serve as prisms which reflect the society as a whole. Cities on a Hill is now a Touchstone Simon & Schuster paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Pulitzer Prize-winning author Frances Fitzgerald examines four different cultures in her book, Cities on a Hill, now out in paperback: San Francisco's gay community, the Rajneesh Commune in Oregon, Jerry Falwell's church in Virginia, and the Sun City retirement community in Florida. I ask Fitzgerald why the elderly in Sun City have ghettoized themselves.
Well, I don't think they think of it in that fashion. People who went to Sun City did so because they didn't have very long or strong roots in their home communities.
Then there's Jerry Falwell, who runs his moral majority out of the Liberty Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Traditional fundamentalist doctrine is that of separation and withdrawal from the world, and he's headed them straight into the middle of the world through politics.
It's apparent that Falwell wants to influence society with his religious beliefs.
Part of fundamentalist culture has been in this sort of we-they relationship. Outsiders are sinful and bad, and only we are saved.
Is that what you meant when you wrote that Falwell has to fabricate enemies?
He often, I think, exaggerates them, because, I mean, he himself gets along with outsiders very well.
Do liberals have anything to worry about?
Sure, liberals do. There is still a notion that only Christians are the saved, that this country is what Falwell calls the last launching pad for world evangelism.
Part of Fitzgerald's conclusion about the various cultures she has examined:
the greatest cultural differences in this society are not between races or ethnic groups, but rather within the white middle class.
Cities on a Hill by Frances Fitzgerald is now a Touchstone Simon & Schuster paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.